episode is sponsored by WeHaveMerch.com. WeHaveMerch.com. Prices starting at only $12.99. Sizes up to 6XL. 17 different shirt designs. Buy two shirts and get a bigger discount. Anybody that buys three shirts gets a 10-minute guest spot on Cool Kids Countdown. Buy one now. This episode is also sponsored by the following. Shootin' the Shiznit is sponsored by SpunkLube.com. SpunkLube is an award-winning personal lubricant that's fun. SpunkLube is available in four varieties: hybrid, pure silicone, natural, and pink. This month, by just retweeting an episode, you will be entered to win a month's supply of Spunk Lube, an all-in Shootin' the Shiznit shirt, and an all-in poster.
Hey, have you used that app Uber Eats?
No, I haven't.
Man, it's pretty awesome. You know, Uber's famous for, taking over the cab industry. So it looks like now they're taking over the food delivery industry.
Really?
Yeah, what you can do is you can download the app and you can order from tons of places. I actually ordered from McDonald's today, got a 20-piece McNugget delivered to my house.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. The big thing is that you can put in a code that I provide for you and you'll get $5 off your first order.
$5? Wow.
Yes, a whole $5. It's Eats, E-A-T-S, dash, Brian T, 24790-U-E. That's Eats, dash, Brian, B-R-I-A-N-T, 24790-U-E. Put that code in, you get $5 off.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
All right, guys, download the app, put in the code, and save $5 on Uber Eats. Have you listened to last week's episode, the week before, or all the episodes? By the way, all of them are at www.stspod.club and all of the fine podcast players. Now on with the show.
Lock the gate!
Are we doing this? Really?
Wait for it.
Are we doing this?
Wait for it.
Pow! What the fuck?
Number two, Dave.
And it's also, what the fuck?
What's wrong with me?
It's time for WTF.
What the fuck? With
Okay, let's do this. How are you, what the fuckers? What the fuck buddies? What the fucking ears? What the fuck nicks? What the fuckericans? What the fucking avians? What the fucking ucks? Whatever you want to call yourselves, whatever the fuck it is. This is WTF. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, everyone. We're live from STS Studios. And guess what? I got my co-host. This is our second show this week. Hey, Lance, how's it going?
I am right here at the Tang Studios in Chicago. Tang. You know, the astronauts drank it, so it's got to be good.
Oh, man. Tang. God, I used to like Tang. And then my mother found some kind of generic-ass Tang,
She
used to buy it, because it was much cheaper. Because we was poor as hell. But, and then the generic Tang just turned me against Tang. It was like, this is like the worst tasting shit ever. And then in my mind, it was Tang,
I thought Tang was generic anyway, so I can't imagine generic Tang. That's got to be worse.
It was like Kool-Aid without sugar. I mean, you know you've tried that. Every kid stuck their finger in the Kool-Aid packet before you did
like
the
ass.
Sugar. So
yeah,
and
gross.
So we're doing the what the fuck, and right before we came on, I actually used and stole a what the fuck theme from Mark Maron, who does What the Fuck podcast. I didn't ask his permission, so I'm really hoping it's okay with him. One of the top podcasts, a guy who probably makes a gazillion dollars on his podcast, even more than Bruce Pritchard.
He won't notice. Yeah, he won't notice.
He won't care.
WTF News Desk.
Guys, I'm not playing it right now. I'll do some post-production.
I can just keep doing that.
Oh, we can just do that.
I can do it all night.
Oh, good God. He can do it all night, ladies. That's ladies, right. If you're listening, he can do it all night. And he also has
a gallon bottle of Spunk Lube. That's right. The hybrid and the pink. I'm investing. I got points.
Damn, you got points. All right, man, let's get started. We got some fun stuff.
We got some great stories. So the WTF News Desk for August. So, of course, we start with number 10, which is our stipulation match of the month, which comes to us. We decided to branch out. We're international this time. So we're bringing the match from 0-1 in Japan, and it is an intergender match, which that's in vogue these days. So we have Shinjiro Otani, who is the male. I feel I have to say this, versus Nene Takahashi, who is the female. And I don't know, Nene probably doesn't look very much like, Naomi, but and Takahashi, I don't know if she's related to the pimp daddy in New Japan or Hiromu, but anyway, so it was Otani over Takahashi, the male over the female, so to speak, in an electric current blast death match, and that happened August 5th in Kawasaki, Japan. Now, have you had one of those, BT? Electric current blast death match?
I've had electric current blast, but it was during sex, so it was not a death match. You don't want to die during that, but God, these guys come up with everything. There was also one in AAA at Triple Mania that was really hardcore, that was crazy. I don't guess it was a gimmick match like these are, but guys, if you haven't seen that, try to go out of your way to see it. It's on Twitch. Anything to do with electricity, it's a no-no for me because...
Yeah,
I don't play, homie. Don't play that shit. I used to work as a battery. I worked in a battery charger factory that did battery chargers for big equipment like a crane and even golf carts and stuff. And I dealt with electricity. And I have been shocked about 7 or 8 times by very, 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 very high voltage. And, man, if you ever get shocked for real, it's
well,
like
that explains a lot. Yeah, that explains a lot right there. You've been shocked 7 times.
Think about King Kong picking you up and shaking you and then just putting your ass down. That's the way it feels. I mean, that's the way I left. I've had to leave a couple of times, not that I shit myself. Right, let's just get this right. But I did have to leave a couple of times.
At least not that time. Not that time.
I didn't tell anyone I did, but, there we go.
I want to see if this match would take place in Saudi Arabia. Would they put on an intergender match and do an electric current blast death match in Saudi Arabia? So, hey, more power to the ladies, the female wrestlers out there. The intergender stuff rolling on. So even though she lost the match, it went 16 minutes before I guess she got shocked. So anyway, so number 10 is our stipulation match of the month. Number 9 was an interesting story out of Mexico. It is Super Farmacia in Guadalajara is an official sponsor of CMLL. So I found that really ironic and really amusing that in a semi drug filled industry that a pharmacy is sponsoring wrestling. So with a $5 purchase at Super Farmacia, you get 2 tickets to a wrestling show. And I love the irony of it. I just think it's hilarious that a pharmacy sponsoring wrestling with the sordid past and the wellness programs that a pharmacy sponsoring wrestling in Mexico.
Well, if we've seen that in America, it might not be as bad, but just because of all the stuff we've heard, I've heard it come out of guys' mouth. We're going to Mexico for a couple of months and gain some weight. So, that's always been that. And then drug wise, it was always known that, and we talked about this, I think, with Bob Barnett, that there was just tons of drugs in Mexico. And, hell, there may still be. Who knows? But that is just hilarious to me. I see their sponsors at CMLL, and I don't know. I sent you one. I can't remember the name of that one sponsor, but, man, they always got some weird name, mm-hmm. and those guys I know are paying mega bucks to be on there. But, hey, I think it fits. Look at look at Roosh's back. I didn't say Rush.
Roosh.
Look at Roosh's back, and you can see he's been sponsored by a Mexican pharmacy. So
if you get your prescriptions for your roids and your somas filled there, what will they get you? Will that get you something better than 2 tickets? I mean, I hope they give you, keys to the city or something. So... And I wonder if those pharmacies, if that Super Farmacia is like, CVS and Walgreens here in the States where they sell booze too. Because that could be like your all-purpose trip, You go, you get your roids, you get your somas, you get wrestling tickets, and you get, a bottle of tequila as well. So that is like a wellness program, nightmare right there. So Anyway, at number eight, we had so many UFC stories this month, we had to combine them. So at number eight, we have UFC Corner. So our first one is fighter Bryce Mitchell tweeting, in his own words, that this is a direct quote. He tweeted, "I ripped my nutsack in half," because he was doing carpentry with a drill in his pocket on August 20th. And I don't even need to finish the story. He had a drill in his pocket, which what the fuck was the drill doing in his pocket? But he was trying to do some drilling. The pocket thing went off, and there went his nutsack. So it had to be noted that he is 10-0. Bryce Mitchell is 10-0 in UFC, but apparently he's 0-1 versus the drill. So
hey, that's a tough motherfucker too, you know. What I heard is he drilled his nuts. He's a man. He's not like a woman who has, you know, a baby and it has to take fucking 6 weeks off. This man put
Brian
a drill
Trammell's opinions only, yeah, ladies.
He put a damn drill through his nuts and he went to work the next day. Yeah, that's right.
So our next guy on August 18th, Dean Lister, who is a former fighter and coach in UFC. Dude is 6'1", 220. He finds a meth head in his home in San Diego that had broken into his home. So they said the guy was gaunt, gangly, with a shaved head and tattoos, which to me sounds like pretty much the UFC fighters
that's
that are all under like
say, lightweight.
Sure,
that wasn't one of the fighters in the lightweight.
So
yeah.
He broke into his place. He stole some money, and he was trying to get an air conditioner out of a window when Dean Lister caught him. And the guy raises a hammer at Lister. Lister pulls out a gun, so he gets out of there. But the comment was from the guy who broke in, from the gangly dude that broke in. He said, "I thought this was a church." And I'm like, what the fuck? How high do you have to be to break into a guy's house and then try to give the excuse you thought it was a church? So Lister pulled a gun. The guy ran away and was not caught. So still on the loose. So watch out for those meth heads in California. And finally, fighter Desmond Green loses control of his car. UFC fighter Desmond Green loses control of his car on August 19th, causing a major crash unfortunately, with fatalities, which, of course, that's not funny. But where it gets weird is the cop smelled weed in the car, and he had mushrooms stuffed in his shoe. Now, I don't know the first fucking thing about mushrooms, but I do know my feet, and I don't think I want anything that's ever going to go in my mouth in my shoe. So I don't know why is mushrooms okay in the shoe? And of course, this guy has a past record of driving offenses, and BT, he was pulled over by police on another date, and considering he had weed in the car, what date do you think he was pulled over previously?
He had a 420 arrest. How about that?
On April 20th, this guy, Desmond Green, was pulled over for the first time without insurance and license. So anyway, so UFC Corner, a bunch of weirdness in UFC this time.
I mean, the thing about it is, I think it's so crazy. You know, I had two of these stories wrote down already. You found another one.
Yeah.
And I was the one with the meth head. I didn't see it, but I had the DUI in my list. I was like, if this was WWE, that was all of this stuff going on with the WWE guys, it seems like we'd have a lot more publicity. It's almost like you have to – either you have to hunt for these or it's just a matter of fact. Oh, it's the UFC guys. You know, what the fuck? I mean, who cares kind of thing. I kind of think that sometimes. I think that UFC people are so I hate to say this, but it seems like it's the lower level of society decides to be – the UFC fighter. I really do. And guys, I'm going to be serious about something. You know, even Conan's been saying this on his show. Guys, if you're smoking weed, I'm 420 friendly, very much so, but stay out of the car. Do not fucking drive. You're an idiot if you're driving under the influence. I don't care if you're smoking weed, drinking, whatever. They pull your ass over. You know. Go ahead. You're welcome to go to jail because I don't give a fuck. So
and keep your mushrooms somewhere else other than your shoe. For fuck's sake, that's gross.
I don't know much. I know that at times the mushroom has been. I don't know. I really have never done mushrooms, but you know, psychedelic kind of hallucinations. You know, seeing God kind of thing. And I want to say they smoke them, but you know, like I said, I've been around some drugs, but mushrooms not one of them. All right, number seven and number six, the same promotion. Why didn't you combine those?
I could have, but we were at the right number. So anyway, number seven comes to us from Progress Wrestling. It happened August 7th in Queens, New York. It was a 6-man match with the one and only Pete Dunne, who I love, Tyler Bate, who I also love, and Trent Seven, who I'm okay with. They were the six-man match taking on Jimmy Havoc, Eddie Kingston, and Brody King. And they managed to somehow get shoes from the audience members, from fans, and they were beating each other with audience member shoes in the match. So I'm like, what? How does this happen? Like, does a fan, like, randomly throw a shoe, or do they just, one of them gets the idea, like, hey, give me your shoe? You know, so anyway, so they collected shoes from the audience. They were using the shoes as weapons. The British team won. Well, the team that we like won, I guess I should say. And also, in that match, also, Jimmy Havoc kissed a fan. So I don't know, when did this become like a normal thing where fans are getting kissed by the wrestlers in the ring? So very strange match.
It is over there with them crazy Brits. You know, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. They've had nudity on their television since I can remember. You know, they're just, well, they might be one of those low level people too. No, I'm sorry, guys.
That's Brian Trammell, St. Louis, Missouri, folks. Not,
I know, I'm giving everybody that kind, you know,
of,
women.
That kind of nasty talk is not coming from the Tang Studios in Chicago. I disassociate myself with that. So anyway,
I did see a clip of it. I thought it was hilarious. They was just beating each. You know, it reminded me when my mama used to grab a shoe and beat the hell out of me. So yeah, right. Very, very good. It was funny, and you know. The thing about it is, and it is what I say, they do have a different sense of comedy than we do. So it was probably funny as hell over there compared to. I just thought it was kind of odd seeing them beat. And like you said, what do you say to the fans? Hey, give me your shoe, you know?
Yeah. I need your shoe. Hurry up. All right. And number six, also from Progress, and interestingly, 2 days earlier, August 5th in Melrose, Massachusetts. This time, once again, Pete Dunne involved. So it's Pete Dunne. I think that guy's a troublemaker, mark my words. Pete Dunne and Trent Seven taking on the team of Jonathan Gresham and Chris Brooks. And a fan heckled to them to kiss during a lockup.
No. Here's what they were doing. They were doing, you know, hold for hold.
Right.
They were doing, and it apparently it went along a little bit longer than the fans thought it should be. And then the fan, yeah, just kiss already, you know, go get a room, shit like that.
So Dunne kissed Gresham full on. So now it sounds like you've seen the clip. I haven't seen the clip. All I know is that I read that all four of them kissed at various points. So it was like a whole makeout session going on. And then they kissed the referee as well. So I'm like, what is going on? And of course the crowd just loved it. The crowd totally ate it up. So what is going on with the makeout session in Progress? Is that a new thing?
Oh, God, I hope not. You know that the British crowds, I love them because of how crazy they are. And just, I even like the chants and the shit that they do. You know, it's just, like I said, there's a different kind of comedy, and it's just things that they do. You know, somebody used to do kisses to, it was Handsome Jimmy Valiant. I mean, back in the day, that's what he would kiss his opponent. And we all know Adrian Street did that too, but it's just one of those things where it is a different thing that's going on where sometimes if you hear a chant, you know, you do something different. I mean, it's just, the fans are, and we've talked about this before, but they seem to be participating in the workers actually, participate with the fans, which makes the fans feel more like they are part of the show.
Yeah.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. We've talked about it before. Sometimes it's a bad thing. But in a way, I mean, you know, it feels a part of it, and they come back. So that promotion always sells out and does really well. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
This episode is sponsored by WeHaveMerch.com. WeHaveMerch.com. Prices starting at only $12.99. Sizes up to 6XL. 17 different shirt designs. Buy 2 shirts and get a bigger discount. Anybody that buys 3 shirts gets a 10-minute guest spot on Cool Kids Countdown. Buy one now. This episode is also sponsored by the following. Shootin' the Shiznit is sponsored by SpunkLube.com. SpunkLube is an award-winning personal lubricant that's fun. SpunkLube is available in 4 varieties. Hybrid, pure silicone, natural, and pink. This month, by just retweeting an episode, you will be entered to win a month's supply of Spunk Lube, an all-in Shootin' the Shiznit shirt, and an all-in poster.
Hey, Hey, have you used that that app Uber Eats?
No, I haven't.
Man, it's pretty awesome. You know, Uber's famous for, you know, taking over the cab industry. So it looks like now they're taking over the food delivery industry.
Really?
Yeah, what you can do is you can download the app, and you can order from tons of places. I actually ordered from McDonald's today, got a 20-piece McNugget delivered to my house.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. The big thing is that you can put in a code that I provide for you, and you'll get $5 off your first order.
$5? Wow.
Yes, a whole $5. It's Eats, E-A-T-S, dash, Brian T, 24790-UE. That's Eats, dash, Brian, B-R-I-A-N-T, 24790-UE. Put that code in, you get $5 off.
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
All right, guys, download the app, put in the code, and save $5 on Uber Eats. All right, we're back for the top five. I just want to mention a couple of things. We do have a contest going, and we kidded about it when I first, before we got here online talking to everybody. We have a whole month's supply of Spunk Lube we're giving away. You also get an all-in poster. You can thank Lance for that when he ships it out to you. And we also have an all-in with Spunk Lube shooting the Shiznit shirt that we're going to give to one lucky winner. All you have to do is retweet any of the new episodes. Retweet. And I'll be putting a name every day. I grab a name and put it in a hat, a dirty baseball cap that I sweated in. And then we're going to pull a name at the end of the month. It's one lucky winner. Also, hey, have you ever used the Cash App?
I have not.
Okay. It's made by a company, and I'm also going, I'm promoting it to get some cash. I mean, you know that. That's what I'm going to do. But it's awesome. I used it today. I have a new sponsor coming up. We used it together. I got my money in like 5 seconds. It's made by a company called Square, and my father-in-law has been investing in this company for like the last year and making tons of money. So I'm giving you a stock tip too. But if you want to donate something to the show instead of going to Patreon, or if you have the Cash App, you could give us $1, $5, whatever. I mean, you could give us $100. We'd love it. My code is $BTSTS. That's if you want to donate money. If you don't have the app and you want to use it, I'll give you $5 to download it and use it. The first time you use it, you'll get $5. And my code is LJT. PLJH. I know I couldn't do anything with that. So LJTPLJH. $5 will go to us here. If you enjoy the show and you're listening to it right now, I mean, give us $1, $2, whatever a month, and we appreciate it. And those all-in shirts that I mentioned that you can get them right now until the end of the month. If you really want one that says all-in with Spunk Lube, you can go to our T-shirt site and get it. And I know Lance has got a big smile on his face because we walked around all day with ours on.
It makes it sound like Spunk Lube makes it easy to get all-in.
It does, bitches. It does.
So I'm just glad that your code for that the website is not Trammel or Tramel, because that would confuse people, because you can't even pronounce it correctly. So well, how are true. They supposed to spell it? So it's a good thing you went with an easy code.
All right, man. Here we go. This is one of my favorite stories of the
At number five, we have the Randy Orton's dick story. So I'm going to let you take the lead on this. I got some notes on it, but I hadn't heard much about this. And who is Court Bauer, by the way? I've heard that name. That's one of those names you hear all the time, but I don't know exactly who he is. Who is Court Bauer?
Court does MLW Radio. He started with the podcast. He's also MLW Fusion that we talked about. I told you watch a certain amount of those shows. They're pretty good. Court worked for the WWE. He was a writer. And during one of their podcasts, he mentioned, and this was one of the old podcast. He said for every new writer that showed up, Randy would come in the room, put his hand down his pants, pull out his dick, and touch himself. And then he'd say, "I'm Randy Orton, shake my hand." And, you know, the rider would be looking at him like he's crazy, and he'd go, oh, you don't want to shake my hand? You big-legging me? That's fucked up, man. And then he would say, should I tell Vince and Steph you won't shake Randy Orton's hand? So Randy was just really being a dick.
Total high school. Totally a high school, like, initiation bullshit. You know.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, during high school, we used to do stupid shit like stick her hand down her pants and then watch us go to one of our friends and just put her hand on his shoulder or something stupid and everybody would laugh. And that's exactly what it was about. And someone, Court had talked about it. And then someone had listened to an old episode and tried to confirm it. And then all of a sudden it got all over the internet. Something that was happening a long time ago.
And it somehow broke this month. We found out about
it
this month. So I just want to know if he would have the balls to do that. He's doing it to these little writers, you know. Would he have the balls to do it to, like, say, a Lashley who got signed? Or, like, Big E? Would he do it to newcomers like those guys? I don't think he would. So I'd like the story, too, where they ask him if it happened to him. And he said he got lucky because just as Randy was about to do it, Stephanie comes walking in the room and Randy backed off and didn't do it to him. So he got away. He didn't have to participate in this silliness.
Yeah,
so
he said it was like Stephanie was the teacher who walked into the classroom.
Yeah. So I'm just glad that, you know, say what you will about Randy Orton and being a bully and shit. I'm just glad it wasn't Linda McMahon doing that kind of shit because, man, that would be gross. Ugh. So, all right, at number four, this seems like this happened like ages ago, but at number four, it happened in August, we have Kane elected mayor of Knox County. So, yes, Glenn Jacobs is now the mayor of a town that has almost 500,000 people, and he won the mayoral election with 66% of the vote. All I'm glad is that it pretty much killed the Team Hell No reunion tour, you know. So Glenn Jacobs, before this, he ran an insurance agency, ran a real estate business, had two grandchildren. I was not aware of this. Fucking Kane has two grandchildren, and he was still in the wrestling ring as of this year. Big Trump supporter, which that just goes without saying. And unfortunately, he has not ruled out wrestling while in office. So congratulations to Kane being elected mayor in Knox County. So Knox County is Knoxville. Is that – you're in the south. I don't know anything south of Chicago except for like Miami.
I didn't even look at where it is. I've been all excited. I mean, let me talk about Kane. I was a huge mark for Kane when he first started. I thought it was awesome shit. And then I just got so sick of him in this stuff. I was excited that he won mayor. Just hopefully he won't be returning to wrestling.
Right.
And yeah. I actually talked to Kane one time when he was just got started. Well, he'd been in the business for a while. He was in Puerto Rico, and I was talking to Dutch. I guess it's okay to say I was talking to Dutch in Puerto Rico. And he handed Kane the phone. I think he was Unabomber then. They called him Glenn. He said, here, talk to Glenn for 5 minutes. I got to go piss. And I was like, okay, I don't know this guy. And I start talking to him. I said, so what do you do, you know, while you're not wrestling? He goes, man, I stay inside. It's real hot. And I play video games. So all I could think of was when he went into the WWE, and it was the N64 at the time, was him with the N64 with that Kane suit on playing. And every time I see him, I think about him playing video games. So, but yeah, congratulations, Kane. Maybe just hopefully, you know, I'm not much of a praying guy, but we pray it keeps you out of wrestling.
Yeah, hopefully it's – even though he said it, he hasn't ruled it out. Hopefully this takes – that keeps him busy, you know, chasing after dogs and serving warrants or whatever it is that mayors in Knox County do. So, all right, at number three, it seems inevitable. We don't search out the boob stories, but the boob stories happen every single month. I feel like we've done this for 4, 5, 6 months now.
Hey,
and we have a boob story.
Yeah, I want to do something before you do this. I'm going to take a break. But I want to let everyone hear – exactly what Dave Meltzer said, okay? Just so that people will see that what he actually said. And this is what she played, too, that made that for some reason she interpreted it totally different. So you guys listen to this, and then me and Lance will come on the other side.
Iconics got boringed out. You know, they're another one. I don't, you know, I thought like that they had like a cool act in NXT, and on the main roster, I don't get a thing out of them. I mean, I don't think their promos are particularly good. Their wrestling isn't good. I think Peyton Royce's transformation to look more attractive. I don't know. I don't want to say, but I don't think that.
More attractive in NXT?
I thought so. Yes. To me, yes. I would say so. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But
no one's saying she's unattractive, by the way, everybody.
I know. No shit. Yeah. I didn't say it at all. But I don't think, like, she doesn't stand out to me. When she was in NXT, she did.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed about NXT
she was a lot lighter.
The NXT characters.
All right. So go ahead and give the two boob stories.
All right,
you can tell that Meltzer's kind of awkward sometimes. Let's just get this out and some of the stuff he says. But they were making a reference to she weighed more now because she has big ass boobs now. That's what it was about, guys. Not that she weighed more because she was fat now.
He was trying to politely say that she was a better wrestler before the boob job. I think that's what he was trying to politely say and not get explicit and not get too, I guess, controversial. So he outraged the world by saying Peyton Royce was a better wrestler before the boob job. Now, I have to disagree with that because I thought she sucked before the boob job, and I think she still sucks. So there you go. I don't think the boob job made a difference. But God forbid a reporter says something about a performer in a very cosmetic industry. You know, it's like, come on. We talk about the men and the women and the way they look in this business. That's just the way the business is. So he apologized, even though I thought it was a huge overreaction. It was a huge overreaction. So
it was horrible. I mean, the thing about it is, you know, I just don't know. I'm glad we don't have the Meltzer viewership because we couldn't say some of the things. I mean, we would get fucking crucified every day. We would. The idea that, you know, that, oh my God, so I said the girl has big boobs now, and that's like the biggest thing in the world. Or, you know, even the guy, I think I said something about Disco being handsome the other day. Man,
good-looking guy.
Man, you know, yeah. I apologize, Disco. I didn't mean to offend you. So,
go ahead.
No, it's just they talk. I mean, really, there's so many fucking snowflakes in the world.
Sensitive
at everything. I mean, there is. I do understand there is things that, you know, you should or should do. Like, I'm not going to be in a workplace slapping women on the ass. Well, unless they want it, you know. I mean, I'll do it if they want it. But
it's perfectly okay for them to slap you on the ass,
well,
right?
Sure,
that's what I'm
sure.
told.
Hell yeah.
Okay, there you go.
And we had another boob story. We got boob corner.
So she's.
And that is. I'm back.
Back, Paige. It seems to appear in our list every month. So Paige claims that a TSA agent was creeping her out at the airport, staring at her boobs on August 23rd, rather, flirting and winking at her. So, and she went off saying, you know, quit that. I don't want the attention, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sorry, but I thought, and maybe I'm reading women wrong, but I thought when women got boob jobs, it was to get attention, not to be ignored. So, I mean, I guess this guy was just being extra creepy or something. But anyway, Paige complaining about TSA being too worried about her boobs than doing their job. So I'm telling you, we don't look for these boob stories in wrestling. They just seem to happen every damn month.
It's like we have one. Yeah, like you said, every month. Let me tell you, this reminds me. You said, so in my mind, when I seen this story, she's got one of those fucking shirts on that you can't see anything. You don't see the nipple. Yeah, that's about all you don't see is the nipple. It reminded me of a story, something that happened to me. I was when I was single, I used the dating apps. Well, it wasn't the apps, it was the websites. Plenty of Fish. I actually met my wife on Plenty of Fish. But this girl had this shirt on in her profile picture. And, I mean, you could see every bit of her boobs except the nipple, okay? So as soon as we started talking, we was chatting on Yahoo, and I said, man, you got some nice boobs. They're just, you know, she got mad at me. She said, is that all you guys think about?
Well, when you're wearing that shirt in that picture, that's probably going to garner some attention. Yes.
I was like, no.
You're just a silver-tongued devil anyway. That's beside the point. So.
Well, there we go.
All right. At number two, we have the infamous Jason Sensation hoax at Raw that happened in Toronto on August 28th. So this is the douchebag that worked for WWE in bit parts here and there doing impressions. He did famously the Owen Hart impression back in the day before Owen passed away, obviously. And this jamoke tweeted that he had gotten a gun through security at Raw and was planning to kill himself at Raw that night. So he didn't get the fact that a joke like that might be a bad thing. I don't know. It might, you know, cause trouble. So apparently he was never actually at Raw. He was arrested, or I believe he was arrested. If not, they should put him in the mental house for the rest of his life.
That's what they did. I think it was 72-hour watch. After looking at some of the stuff with Jason, the stupidest thing in the world to do. But he's got some, apparently he's got some mental illness going on here. But still, he's just probably a guy that just should have been on some meds or didn't take his meds or something, or just not thinking clearly. He suffered from depression for a while. And when they say that, where there's bad depression, we probably see, you know, some attempted suicide here and there. You know, like I said, probably needed to be taking his medication. And it sounds like part of me feels sorry for him, but part of me says, you dumb fuck.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, you know, to put something like that on Twitter? So that's where I'm at with it. But apparently he did get some help, and he did know it was wrong after, of all people, I heard Vince Russo,
the voice of reason, telling him that it was a bad thing to make jokes about. In light of all the mass shootings in America, especially, I mean, I don't know if there's as many in Canada. I don't think there is, but no, I know there's been some there too. But I mean, Jesus, in light of that, how do you make a joke about that on Twitter? I mean, my God. And the cops came to the arena, and I mean, still, it's just it's something you just don't joke about, shit like that, especially in a live setting with, like, I don't know, 8,000 to 10,000 people there. So at number one, that wasn't number one. So at number one, of course, we have on August 26th, Izzy gets chokeslammed and wins a title. So this little blob, Izzy, has become like a folk hero in Florida because she's been at all the NXT shows since she was like 2 years old or whatever. Her parents have let her start training at age 12. So these parents have got to be looking at that little kid like that's their meal ticket, which is ridiculous and scary and sad. But, you know, then again, it is Florida, so whatever. So she beats this wrestler.
Well,
there
went all our Florida listeners.
So she beats this wrestler. I don't know if you knew this part. This wrestler is the guy who gave her the choke slam wrestles by the name of Effie Gibbs for the Punk Pro Wrestling Internet Championship. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've seen that guy actually at indie shows in Chicago. To make matters even weirder, he's an over-the-top flamboyant gay act on top of it. He's like a really flamboyant gay heel act. So she gets chokeslammed by him, which can't be the best thing for a 12-year-old girl's body to take a chokeslam. And then she actually pins the guy to win that title. So she says in the follow-up, she says, wrestling is for everyone. And I'm like, well, except for prepubescent girls in a really business with a really dirty history. And on top of that, who else was involved in her training, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Tell the world.
Yeah. So who's involved in training a 12-year-old girl? Who none other than Chasen Rance, the guy who has the fucking past history of child molestation and his on record, you know, he's a registered sex offender in Florida. So these lovely parents of this little goof Izzy think that it's okay for a registered child sex offender to train their 12-year-old daughter. I'm like, wait a minute. Again, Florida. I guess that's all I need to say. Hashtag
Florida.
Well,
you know, the thing about it is, well, I mean, we don't make up this shit. That's why we started doing what the fuck, and that's what makes you think. All this thing surrounding it. For some reason, it sounds like you don't like Izzy. You got a fucking grudge against her and Florida. So we have pissed off. Let me look. I'm going to start at the
12-year-old girl demographic.
We pissed off the 12. So who was that was on that podcast, that little kid? We actually actually saw her. So, what was her name?
Kelsey and Paul.
All right, so the Kelsey and Paul audience, we pissed them off. Sorry. I tried to smooth it over with, you know, the mental ill people because I kind of suffer from some of that. We pissed off women because of the boobs and some other stuff I said. I might have said. All the British people, we pissed them off. So we might have some people in Chicago, which is our largest city when it comes to downloads, or, you know, some of my Southern Hick friends are probably going, get out there, Bubba, go ahead, say that.
And Holland. Holland loves us, too. We can get away with shit in Holland. We love you, Holland.
It must be all that weed they smoke. So, hey, man, thanks to everybody for joining us. Me and Lance want to thank you. We arrived, I said this on the other episode this week, but when we were there, it's been a week, Lance. Can you believe it?
No.
We're recording this on a Thursday night. I was at this time we were actually at StarCast, and when we arrived there, me and Lance started talking, and I didn't even know anything about the downloads, and we had one of the record days, and we were just there. We were just hand-gladding.
Yeah, that's something you and the wife do. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You and your hand-gladding with Spunk Lube.
And it was just the new episode has been, you know, there's only four episodes from last month that even beat it. So it's just, we thank you. We do. We know there's a lot of podcasts out there. Lance,
there's
tell them how many podcasts there's out there.
847,212 wrestling
and tell
podcasts.
Tell them what makes us different because, I mean, do we have a black and white t-shirt?
We do have a black and white t-shirt. Yeah. So we're just like everybody else. So,
but we do appreciate it.
We really tell the truth. That's what it is.
Maybe.
On these what the fuck stories, I got to tell you, like you had mentioned about how these stories, we don't search for these things. I mean, we don't. It's never a month where I've got like four stories and I really have to scramble to round up another six or something. There's usually stories that we can't fit in because there's so much fucking weird, entertaining shit that involves this business. So you had said, you know, thanks to the fans. I say thank you to wrestling in general. I mean, it may sound like we bust the chops of people from time to time on here, and we definitely do, but we love the business. We love to watch the business. It's just the most fun hobby you could possibly imagine. So all kidding aside, we definitely love the business too.
Oh man. And it just, you know, in a friendship that me and you have, I'm not going to hug you again.
There'll be no kissing.
Yeah,
no,
you only got one hug last week weekend. So, but it is, you know, this business, and I mentioned this at work. They was like, "Who do you know in Chicago?" And I was like, "This business, wrestling business, is also it's a fandom that we follow. Mm-hmm. We're part of it, but we also make lifelong friends. Me and you have known each other forever, and by just hanging out, we're more friends. I talk to you more than I do. Well, not more than my wife, but other than that, that's about it.
I hope not.
That shows me how pathetic I am. So, okay, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And I love my mama.
And I love Tang and the drink.
Is that Pootie Tang?
Something like that.
Thank you for joining us. Another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. That's right. Always, we're looking for contestants for Who Wants to Be the Best Shizniter Ever. Reminder, we have merch.com, shirts at $12.99, and sizes up to 6XL. A big shout out to our sponsor, SpunkLube.com, for providing our shirts for All In and sponsoring the show this month. We do have Patreon. You can go to Shooting the Shiznit. We're looking for 10, that's right, 10 people to be Patreons, and then we'll start putting up some material up there. A big shout out and a thank you to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling's Between the Sheets, Gene Jackson at localstolegends.com, Sean Garmer at Wrestling to Max website, and also Wrestling News Center. You can reach me at ComicBookMarkBT on Twitter, at BT Shooting the Shiznit. Facebook, you'll find the Shooting the Shiznit page, and also the Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk Facebook group. You can listen to all the archives at stspod.club, or we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Spreaker, did I say Spreaker, Stitcher, and all the other podcast players. A shout out to Creative Control. That's right, Creative Control with JoJo. He's also on Keeping It 100, some of my favorite podcasts. And my buddy P3 Radio with Max. That's right. Two non-wrestling podcasts. That's Who's Right Podcast and Po' Boys Podcast. Check them out. Thank you. And good night.